This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Good morning. Coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus, I'll sit down with Byron Nogemeyer to talk about the upcoming Turner County Youth Pheasant Hunt. Hunting pheasants is a huge tradition in South Dakota. It's a way of life in the state, and it encourages people to get outside, especially the kids. The Turner County Youth Pheasant Hunt is all about involving kids with this sport and practicing safety. On top of this excitement, some celebrities even join the fun and perform a show at Parker High School. This year, the group Tonic Sofa is a special guest on Saturday, October 29th. Tickets for the Turner County Youth Pheasant Concert can be found at itickets.com. That's all coming up on this edition of Sunday Focus. Hey, Byron, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
You know what? Pretty good. Life as a retired sheriff must be treating you pretty well, eh?
Life is good. Life is good.
Well, it's nice to see you again, and thanks for joining us here this morning. Lots of stuff happening in Parker on Saturday, October 29th. This is going to be a great event. It's been going on for many years. So let's start at the beginning. What is the Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt?
Well, it's a day that we set aside for the youth hunters that had taken the Hunt Safe course offered by the state, and to take them out hunting pheasants. And we want to give them the experience of hunting and working with good hunting dogs and doing it safely and being out in the field, out in the fresh air, away from social media, from their cell phones, from everything, just to get them outside.
You kind of have an interesting story with how this event started, too. So how did it begin?
Well, you know, it first started with just me getting some of the kids together and taking them out hunting out at Turkey Creek Pheasant Haven, owned by Bill Wirtle at the time. Then I was introduced to Jim Ed Brown, Country Music Hall of Famer, Grand Ole Opry member for over 50 years. And Jim Ed came out hunting with the kids. He brought some pretty high-profile entertainers with him. Jimmy Fortune, who sang with the Statler Brothers. Daryl Singletary. He came with him the first year. And then Jet Williams also, who was Hank Williams Sr.'s daughter. And they all sat on the stage the first time they came and sang songs acoustically, no band, told stories. People in the audience were just, I think they really enjoyed it. It was a great evening of entertainment that night.
It's a way to connect with those artists, too, when it's a stripped-down show like that.
Yeah, it's more a relaxed atmosphere, when they don't have their whole band up there. They're willing to set up there and tell the story about the song and sing the song and ask for any favorites that people may have. And we've tried to do that, keep it light and entertaining.
Absolutely. Now, what's the purpose of this event besides the concert? Or maybe you just want to tell the kids to put the gun down and this is how you do it the right way.
Well, the purpose of the hunt is, like I said, to take the kids out hunting and get them away from any type of social media and out in the fresh air and enjoy South Dakota. We stress safety of hunting, and they've been taught it. In the classroom, they have had some hands-on experience, but that is our main goal, is to teach the young hunters how to do it safely. And we have a one-on-one chaperone with each hunter. I think we have 15 hunters this year. We give the hunter one shell, and if a bird gets up and they shoot, and we know their gun's empty, so they don't get a second opportunity at it. So it makes them really concentrate and become a good hunter.
Yeah, we'll definitely get more into that side of things, too. A part of this event, too, there are organizations that benefit from this. So who is it this year?
Yeah, I think we've given away over $140,000 in the last 18 years. Mm-hmm. And we've gave away Cystic Fibrosis, Red Cross, American Cancer Society, Children's Inn, Salvation Army. We just give away to a host of people, a lot of the food pantries in Turner County. The last year we gave our money away to Wings of Valor, and we're going to do that again this year. We are hunting out at Wings of Valor, so we feel we owe them at least to be our benefactor for some money. And if you don't know anything about Wings of Valor, go on the website, wingsofvalor.com, I believe, or .org. I can't remember what it is, but just look at their website, and you'll see what they have done with veterans.
Now, hunting pheasants here in South Dakota, it creates a huge sense of pride being a South Dakota resident. You know, the focus of this event, like you said, really focuses on youth hunting and safety. Now, obviously, not all kids can come out to participate. There are some qualifications behind this. So what do kids have to complete in order to be part of this youth pheasant hunt?
Yeah, they have to be 12 years old by January 1st of 2023. They have to have completed the Hunt Safe course and passed it. And, you know, we get the names of the youth hunters, and we send letters out to every young hunter that participated in Turner County. And we invite them to come to a meeting, and out of the letters that we sent, we got like 15 true young hunters that want to come and participate.
What do you think the goal is for these kids that do go out on the field? Besides, you know, getting away from social media, enjoying the fresh air, what's really the point of it for the kids?
You know, one of the points is have fun. You know, they're hunting with some of their friends. You know, some kids are from Viberg, some are from Hurley, Marion, Parker. So we got a commingled group of young hunters, but you know they're going to be hunting with their friends, and maybe they'll make a new friend. And then obviously, you know, just out there watching the dog and laughing at each other if they miss, and congratulating each other if they shoot a pheasant.
Why do you think it's important to pass along the South Dakota tradition to the youth?
You know, hunting pheasants is such a tradition in South Dakota. I remember when I was a young boy a couple years ago that my dad and my uncle would, you know, they ran the garage in Chancellor, and they would close it up in the afternoon of opening day, and they would go out hunting pheasants with a group of their friends or on some family land. And it was just handed down, you know. When hunting season came, Dad and I, we would go out hunting. And I did that with my sons. You know, I've taken them out hunting, and you know they've really grown into it. One of them has really grown into it. He likes to. He's all about the outdoors, hunting and fishing, and having dogs and working with dogs. And I mean, it just grew on him. So it's a great tradition to hand down to the youth.
If you are just listening, I'm being joined by Byron Noglemeyer. You might know him from a retired Turner County sheriff from paroling the streets every now and again, but he's here to talk about this year's Youth Pheasant Charity Hunt happening in Parker October 29th. That is a Saturday. Now, Byron, your favorite dog that you worked with, when you're talking about all these memories that you have of hunting, maybe that you love all your dogs, which I do.
Yeah, you know, I've had maybe five or six hunting dogs. I had a chocolate lab once that I remember a time I was guiding some hunters, and they shot this pheasant out in unpicked cornfield, and his name was Thunder. And old Thunder, he took off, and he ran out in that unpicked cornfield. And I'm going, oh, man, I hope I see him again. and the guys even says, is he going to find that bird? I says, I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. And a few minutes later, here he come out of the cornfield, bird in mouth. I don't know how these dogs do it. I have a yellow lab. His name is Field. he's 12 years old now. He's he's sliding into retirement, but I've seen him make some phenomenal retrieves. I have a female. Her name is Ivy, and once again, it's just hard to explain. You got to see it to believe what these dogs can do. And now I got a puppy. He's 5.5 months old that we're working with. His name is Semper, which if you're a Marine, you can kind of maybe understand where we're going with his name, Semper Fi, always faithful. And we kind of named him that because we do a lot of work out at Wings of Valor, and we see Marines out there. And my heart is with the Marine Corps because my stepson, he went into the Marines and graduated, and I went out to San Diego and watched a graduation. And I tell you what, if that don't make you patriotic, I don't know what does. That was a great honor to be out there. But we're getting a little bit off the subject. But that so Semper is my newest dog. He's, like I say, 5 months old, loves to retrieve. He has a lot of drive, and we just got to get his excitement under control. So he's doing good.
Now, for kids that are out there on the field, it's probably important for them, too, to know their dog, you know their dog that's going to help them out and form a good relationship with them, too.
Yeah, you know, we explain to them, you know, what the dogs do. You know, there's different types of dogs. There's flushers, there's pointers. My dogs are flushers. The flushing dog, when they get close to a bird, they just, like, get crazy wild, excited. Their tail starts wagging real hard, and their nose is to the ground, and they're just looking all over, looking. You know, when you're hunting behind a pointer, they work hard until they get onto that bird, and they slow down. They're more methodical, and then all of a sudden they stop. And then that's where the bird is. And you know, most times there's a bird there. So, I mean, that's the difference in the types of dogs. It's fun to watch both work. I won't say mine are highly trained, but I've seen some highly trained dogs, and I tell you, it's just I get more fun out of watching that than carrying a gun.
Yeah, maybe I've told you a time or two, but my dog Honey, she's a 4-year-old lab. And when I first moved out here to South Dakota, she was a puppy, you know, exploring. My dad said, gosh, it would be kind of fun to see her go out and catch a pheasant and pheasant hunt and stuff like that. Well, I got her a stuffed pheasant. That was one of my first gifts I gave her. And I flew it up in the air and she would just chase after it. It was great. But I think she's gun shy. Oh. I really do, because every time the fireworks roll around, she hides underneath the table, or she just, you know, corrals herself. So I think we may have an issue there. And that does happen with dogs.
That does. You know, I've raised puppies, and usually when I went into the building to feed them or something, I would clap my hands and make noise. And I'll be honest with you, I had a radio in there, and it was tuned to KXRB radio, so I think maybe that helped. I don't know, but you know, making noise around a puppy doesn't hurt. I think it gets them used to that. My dogs that I have, you know, 4th of July, it's no big deal to them.
Yeah.
Even Semper now, this year 4th of July, there were fireworks going off, and he just lollygagged
them, staring at them.
Just calm as could be. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And we can't talk about this aspect enough. Safety. Safety is a vocal point during this youth pheasant hunt. And is it right for me to say that is the key lesson of the day?
You know, it is. We teach the kids to walk in a line, keep safe. We teach them about their hunting or their shooting zones between 10 and 2. You know, don't shoot nothing low on the ground because there's dogs on the ground. Make sure you see sky under the bird. Them are just good safety rules, you know, that you need to follow. Empty your gun at the end of the field, because when we walk to a new position, we don't want no shells in the gun, because that's when accidents can happen. You know, it's just walk slow. You know, it's not a road race when we're out there hunting. So we try to give them all the safety rules that we can give them.
Would you say that they really adhere to those rules? Because some parents may be thinking, gosh, I don't know about this. They're carrying a gun and they're in a good environment, but are they going to respond?
You know, I'll be honest with you. I think our youth hunters are probably more safe than some of the older novice hunters that have out there. I think they get complacent when they get older, and you start doing things that after you've done it, you kind of go, I probably shouldn't have done that. Last year's kids were really good, and all my mentors that were with them, they just complimented them how well and safe they were. They did not take any bad shots, and they were just a great, great group of kids last year. And I know this year's kids will do the same.
Brian Nogelmeyer, he is in the studio with me talking about the Turner County Charity Youth Pheasant Hunt happening once again on Saturday, October 29th. Now, besides the hunting atmosphere, Byron, the kids also are on this hunt with some pretty neat celebrities. So why don't you tell us or walk us through that process here?
Yeah, you know, we want to raise money to give away, and you know, you just couldn't ask the kids to, like, okay, you got to pay to hunt. That was not our...
You can't?
Well, you can, but we didn't expect them to do it. So our board decided years ago that we'd start having these concerts. Like I said, with Jim Ed Brown, he got us going, and he came back year after year after year, and we've had country singers there. We've had Christian singer Guy Penrod was there. We've had Mark Wills there. Last year we had Daryl Worley there. And these entertainers are really great entertainers. Now, obviously, they're country artists, and you have to maybe like country music, mm-hmm. and I do. That's, you know, I that's why I've kind of always had country music singers. But this year, we thought, you know what, it's time we look at maybe something a little different. And we contacted the group Tonic Solfa, who has been in the Sioux Falls area several times. I've heard them myself two or three times. And each time I leave their concert, I just stand in awe how they sing a cappella, no band, no instruments. And it's like, wow, these guys are good. These guys are really good. And boy, I tell you what, if you don't come and see Tonic Solfa perform in Parker for a $25 ticket for an adult, I don't know where you can go to hear him for that price.
No, yeah, I hear you. And just to think, when you were talking about how Jim Ed Brown got this whole thing started with his group, how they broke it down with acoustics and just a very intimate setting, Tonic Solfa has been doing that their entire career, if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're a cappella. They don't have music or a guitar or a drum, or maybe they have a drum. I think they may bring a drum, but there's no standing steel guitars. No. I mean, it's just they make their own music and their own sounds. And like I say, you will sit in awe listening to them how they do that. It's phenomenal. And I really hope, you know, we're set up for 1,000 people, and I would love to see 1,000 people come to Parker and watch this concert. I personally think the concerts that we've done next to the Turner County Fair is the biggest thing in Turner County, because we get great entertainment. We bring entertainment in that the Turner County Fair doesn't even bring in. Now, could they bring that in? They probably could, but we, as the Turner County Youth Hunt Organization, has brought in some of the best entertainment that there is out there. I mean, Mark Wills, Daryl Worley, Jimmy Fortune, Jim Ed Brown. Helen Cornelius was with Jim Ed Brown. And if you wanted to hear great harmony, you got to listen to some of their music. They sang great together. But Tonic Solfa is a whole new genre type of music, and you will not be disappointed.
So walk me through for anyone who hasn't been to a concert like this before. It's going to be at the Parker High School gym. What can folks expect to see that evening?
Well, we got a lot of things going on. Obviously, the concert, we got it set up so, you know, it's really comfortable for people. We got chairs and there's bleacher seatings. If you want to bring a stadium seat, you sure can. We're also going to be selling raffle tickets. We joined up with the Parker High School Trap Club, which has really become popular in the state of South Dakota, trap shooting. The only money they get is money they raise, and we're giving away four $1,000 gift cards to people that night. We'll draw.
Including me, right?
Including you, if your name's in the hat. You know, the raffle ticket's $40. I get that sounds like a lot of money, but a chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Shields, to Ace, or to Jones's Food Center in Parker, or a Shell gas card. Them are some pretty nice prizes, and I just hope we can raise some money. We've been selling them. We're only going to sell 500. We have some left, but we're going to sell them that night if we have some left. So bring $40 and buy a ticket and or a raffle ticket and support the Parker Trap Club. We're going to give them some money out of the raffle.
I think just from you talking about Tonic Sofa, needless to say, you're excited about them coming to Parker.
I am kind of excited. It's I mean, I've always been excited when we get these entertainers coming, but this is, like I said, this is a whole different group than what we've had before. And, you know, they've been down here at the Pavilion. They do a Christmas show. I think they're doing another one this year in Sioux Falls. And so you have an opportunity to hear them there, obviously, but they're going to do Christmas music. They will not be doing, but they could do Christmas music,
they might.
I don't think they will. I don't know. But they are a good group. They are great. You won't want to miss them.
So when you brought this idea to the board to say, hey, let's change it up a little bit, let's do an act outside of country music, how did they respond?
You know, it was, you know, we threw some groups around, different groups. There's a entertainer called Johnny Counterfeit. Mm. He does imitations of country music people. We kicked around a Christian group, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound. They wanted to come, and we talked to them, and then Tonic Sofa came up, and I think everybody kind of agreed, you know what, that's the group we got to get this year, and that's the group we got.
Were they excited when you approached them?
I think so. It's hard to tell because, you know, how you deal with
the people,
the booking agents and stuff. But, yeah, I think so. I believe one of their entertainer or one of the guys in the group is from the Hartford area. So I would hope he would be excited to come back to his area, Parker, Hartford. You know, we're all kind of close. So
yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah, I think they're excited. I really do.
And, you know, speaking about the local aspect of it, they really are kind of a local group. Everyone knows who they are.
Yeah, you know, they are. Their lead singer, Sean Johnson, lives in Sioux Falls here. Otherwise, I think the others come from up by the St. Cloud area, Sauk Rapids, Minneapolis area. So they're really not all that far away. And, you know, I know they've done a lot of entertaining down here in the southeast corner of the state.
Yeah. Now, it's obvious that the last couple of years, let's go back to 2020 a little bit, they were different than others. And despite those challenges, you did welcome back people last year for a concert that featured Daryl Worley. How did it feel to welcome people back for an in-person show?
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, Daryl Worley was supposed to come in 2020, and obviously with the COVID thing, we chose not to do the concert. So, I mean, it was kind of sad not to do it, but he was gracious enough to hold the date for a whole year for us, and he came on and he gave a great show. He was really good. He just had a couple guys with him on stage with his band, and it was fun to do. It was kind of crazy how we got him. Several years ago, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. We were on Printer's Alley, and my wife and I were in a little place called Fiddle and Steel. And there was just a group of people up there singing and playing, and one was Toby Keith's drummer, I think, and some other people, and one was Daryl Worley. So they took a break, and he went to the bathroom, so I thought, well, I'm going to catch up with him. So as he's coming out, I bump into him, and I introduce myself and asked him if he ever want to come to South Dakota and hunt pheasants. And, you know, Jim Ed Brown at the time was coming, and I told him, if you want to, get a hold of him. And his name always stuck in the back of my head that I wanted him to come. And when we got him to sign the contract, he was coming. And when I picked him up at the airport, I reminded him of that time in Nashville. He remembered it. I couldn't remember the place we were at. And then he's the one that said, we were at the Fiddle and Steel down on Printer's Alley, wasn't it? And I said, that was the name of the place. So he remembered. And, you know, that was kind of fun to talk and visit. And, you know, all these entertainers, they're just plain people. They like to visit. They don't think themselves as special. You know,
he had a couple of good birds too, I think, when he was out there hunting.
So, you know, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah.
Absolutely. And now you're going to probably see a big crowd here with Tonic Sofa at the concert at Parker High School in their gym, actually. Now, Byron, if people want to purchase tickets, how can they get tickets?
Yeah, you know, we have several outlets that we're selling tickets. The Merchant State Bank out of Freeman, Viberg, Hurley, and Irene are selling tickets for us. Security State Bank or Midwest Security Bank out of Chancellor are selling tickets for us. Jones's Food Center in Parker, they're selling. Ace Hardware in Parker, they're selling tickets. The Diamond Room here in Sioux Falls is selling tickets. I know that they would be happy to sell you tickets, and they would be happy to show you any other merchandise that they have.
They're
going
to be happy to sell you some jewelry, too.
I have a little in there. My wife works at the Diamond Room. So, and then we sell them online at itickets.com, and it'll bring you up to a page to purchase tickets, and just type in the venue, which is Parker High School. It should pop up Tonic Sofa, purchase tickets. There's a little fee involved, but it's not a whole lot, but it's really convenient and easy to do. You can print them off, and so them are and you can buy them at the door also, but I don't know if this thing's going to sell out or not. I hate to turn anybody away, but if you have a ticket in hand, we'll sure get you in.
There you go. Once again, Byron Nogelmeyer talking about the Turner County Youth Pheasant Hunt. Any other information about this Youth Pheasant Hunt, where can they go, Byron?
You know, just come to Parker on the 29th of October. The concert will probably start about 7:30. The doors open at 6. We have a little preliminary stuff to do before the concert. I think we have somebody coming from KXRB Radio. I'm not sure. I think it's Christine Manick is coming.
Is it me?
I think it is.
Oh, my goodness.
You better get that on your calendar.
I better get that on my calendar. It's on my calendar. Well, Byron, thanks so much for being here with us this morning. And, yeah, looking forward to that event happening on the 29th.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I'm Christine Manica, and you've been listening to Sunday Focus. I'd like to thank Byron Nogelmeyer for talking about the upcoming Turner County Youth Pheasant Hunt. Once again, if you'd like to see Tonic Sofa in concert on Saturday, October 29th, you can find tickets at itickets.com. That's itickets.com. Join us again next week for another edition of Sunday Focus.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.